Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Dalet. We're holding on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, seven lines before the end of the page. We're at the word Michti. Michti Kol Mili De Ezra. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Ben Numan. L'zuchus R'fuah Shleimah for Chaim Naftali Ben Chumit Freida and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They both be zochet for R'fuah Shleimah B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So we're going to start off today by discussing why it is that Nehemiah didn't have a Sefer named after him, that he wrote so much of the Sefer, and unlike Ezra, Nehemiah was not zochet to a Sefer named after him. So we're going to have two different explanations of that. And then the Gemara is going to compare Daniel to Nehemiah, and then Daniel to Haggai Zechariah Malachi, that in what sense was Daniel greater than Haggai Zechariah Malachi, what sense were they greater than him. Then the Gemara was going to talk about how Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu the Mashiach and Sancheiriv Gog Magog, and the actual majority of the daf is actually going to be about Sancheiriv, about the great threat that he seemed to have posed to Eretz Yisrael at the time, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and how Chizkiyahu was Zoche to lead that salvation. We're going to, along the way, talk a little bit about Yisro. We're going to talk about, going back to Chizkiyahu and Sancheiriv, the various names that Chizkiyahu had, the various names that Sancheiriv had, the zuchus that Sancheiriv had in not denigrating Eretz Yisrael, and the comparison between Sancheiriv and Paro. The Gemara is going to discuss why Sancheiriv thought that it was his mission and his right to destroy Yerushalayim, and why it was in fact not. Why it is that we had a zuchus to be saved from Sancheiriv, and then ultimately how it is that we decided to divide the spoils after Sancheiriv and his chayalos were destroyed. So let's begin seven lines from the bottom of the page on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. So Gemara says Michti, Kol Mili De Ezra, most of Sefer Ezra, the majority of Sefer Ezra. Over here, Kol doesn't mean all. Rashi points out it means most. Nehemiah ben Chachalia Amrinhu. They were said by Nehemiah ben Chachalia, or Nehemiah ben Chachalia, my time. So why is it that the book isn't called Nehemiah based on the fact that he wrote it? The fact that we call it Nehemiah, as we pointed out yesterday, that's from the Umos HaOlam. That's not from us. The real name is the Sefer Ezra. So the Gemara's question is, why isn't it Sefer Nehemiah? Amar Abim Barab Mnesha Hechzik Tov L'Atzmo. It's Nehemiah's fault. He took credit for himself. He tried to say that he was deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and his own merit. Shenemar Zachra Li Elokai Litova. He says, "Remember me for good," because, and the pasuk continues, "Kol Asher Sisi Alam Azeh," because all I've done for this nation. So since he was Machzik Tova Liatzmo, that's why he was punished. That the sefer wasn't called, wasn't named after him. David Nami Meimar Amar Zachreni Hashem Beretzon Amecha Pakteni Bishua Secha. But wait, David HaMelech said the same thing, and it probably meant in the zchus of his good deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be good to him. So isn't David saying exactly the same thing? So David Rachmi Hedekabai says Gemara, no. David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that amongst the nation he should be Zoche to Rachmi Hashem, not because of his own Zechuyos, but because of the collective Zechuyos of Klal Yisrael. But Nehemiah was more personal, that because of his own personal Zechuyos, he wanted to be to be treated properly. In Ya'aros Devash, in Chelek Aleph, Drush Tezvav, Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz explains this Gemara based on a diuk in the Psukim, that Nehemiah said, Zachrali Elokai, Elokim is Olashem Midas Hadin. So he was saying, Min Hadin, this is what I deserve. That's what it means, Machzik Tov Latzma. David said, Zachreni Hashem, Midas Arachimim, not claiming to deserve anything, but it's the Midas Arachimim that's going to get him wherever he gets. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says a different reason, that Nehemiah didn't have a book named after him. Mebrecha Siper Begnusan Shel Rishonim. He spoke disrespectfully about those who preceded him. Shenemar, the pasuk in Nehemiah says, "Va'apachos arishonim asher lefanai hichbidu al ha'am v'yikchu mehem belechem v'yayin achar kesef shkalim arba'im." And the pasuk continues. The Gemara doesn't quote the hemshech that gam nareim sholto al ha'am v'anilo asisi came v'prei yiras elukim. He contrasted himself with those that came before him. So since he said "Ha'pachos arishonim," the previous leaders, he included all of those who came before him. Va'afal Daniel, shegadol mimenu siper. So he was talking about even Daniel, who came before him and was greater. So he was saying that Daniel was too rough on the nation. He was one of the pachos harishonim that wasn't nice to the Jewish people. So that was considered disrespectful to Daniel. So these are the two opinions, either because he was hechzik tov liatzmo, or because he was mevaza the earlier generations. In either case, the Maral points out, it's mida keneged mida that he doesn't get the sefer named after him. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he was machzik tov la'atzmo, he gave certain chashivas to himself, so Kodesh Baruch Hu took away certain chashivas. That you want a book in Tanakh named after you, he loses that chashivas. According to Rabbi Yosef, that he was megane es harishonim, that he disrespected the previous generation, he took kavod away from the rishonim, so Kodesh Baruch Hu took kavod away from him by losing a book in Tanakh, by losing the name of a book in Tanakh. Says Gemara, minolin degadlin menu, how do I know that Daniel was in fact greater than Nehemiah, that it's therefore considered disrespectful for him to say that he was better than Daniel in some way? Dechsev, because the pasuk says in Daniel, "Varis v'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi es hamare va'anosh masharimi lo ra'u es hamare aval charad gadol enough aleim ve'ivruchu be'chavei." Daniel says, "I saw this great vision. The other people that were with me did not see it. They just were gripped with fear and they ran away to hide." Va'anosh masharimi lo ra'u es hamare u'maninhu. Who exactly were those people that were with him that did not see the mare? And maninu anoshim. Who are these anoshim? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'itim Rabbi Chiya Baraba ze Chagai Zechariah Malachi. That was Chagai Zechariah Malachi. So you see that Daniel was even greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi, that he was able to see the mare and they were not able to see the mare. And that's the ultimate raya, that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah, because if he was greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi, who were Nevi'im, he was certainly greater than Nehemiah, who was not a Navi. So how do I know that it was Chagai Zechariah Malachi? Because it says Hanoshim Asher Hayu Imi. So the implication, says the Marsha, is that there were other people who you would have expected would be able to see the Mara. The only other people that you would expect would be able to see the Mara are Nevi'im, who normally are able to see a Mara, and that's why he knew that it was Chagai Zechariah Umalachi. So once we mention this comparison between Daniel and Chagai Zechariah Umalachi, the Gemara mentions Inu Adif Minei V'Yu Adif Minahu, that in a certain sense Chagai Zechariah Umalachi were on a higher level than Daniel, and in a certain sense Daniel was on a higher level than them. Inu Adif Minei De Inu Nevi'e V'Yu Lav Navi. Well, certainly they were greater than him in the sense that they were Nevi'im. Daniel was not a Navi, right? That they had a Shlichus of Nevuah from Hashem. Daniel was never sent, Rashi points out, he was never sent, though shtalach, he was never sent for any sort of nevuah. The implication of is that they were never sent for any sort of, this is Rashi not here, Rashi Maseches Megillah, that he was never sent for any nevuah. It sounds that Daniel was a Navi, he was just never sent to deliver a nevuah. And he's amongst the Nevi'im in Seder Olam Rabbah, he is listed amongst the Nevi'im, and that is the Shita of some of the Rishonim, that he was absolutely a Navi, it's just that he was never sent with a nevuah to share with the people. Some would argue that's the very definition of nevuah, to be sent with a nevuah, otherwise you don't get counted as a Navi. The Marsha says, Lechor, it's very difficult. Why doesn't the Gemara prove very simply that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah, in that Daniel was a Navi and Nehemiah wasn't? Meaning, if that were true, that Daniel was a Navi, he just never got sent with a mission of Nevuah, then that should have been the Raya. And therefore, the Marsha writes that the Pashtus is that Daniel was not a Navi at all. Whatever visions he saw was Beruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh is not the same as Nevuah. And that's how the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuch. Him. That's how the Ramban writes in Bereshis Parak Yud Ches, that the Maros of Daniel were not Maros of Nevuah, it was Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why Sefer Daniel is not in Nevi'im, it's in Ksuvim, because the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim might be, different opinions of what exactly the difference is, but it might be that Nevi'im were Nevuos, and Ksuvim is Ruach HaKodesh, is not Nevuos, so they, because he wasn't a Navi, but V'iyu Adiv Minayu, still there was something that he was, in a certain sense, he was greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi, Diu Chazavinu Lo Chazi, because he saw the Mara that's quoted there in Sefer Daniel. They didn't see it. Ask Gemara Meachad Lo Chazu My Time Ibus. Why is it that they got terrified? Daniel describes that the Anashim Asher Hayu Imadi, the men that were with him, were gripped with fear. Why were they afraid? They didn't see anything. And Gemara Avagav the Inu Lo Chazumidi Mazalayu Chazi, a premonition. When they didn't see anything, they didn't know why they were scared, but something scared them, something frightened them, that it was enough to put a fright into them, even though there was no way they could consciously explain and logically explain why they were feeling that fear. Amravina Shmamina Haiman de Mavis, sometimes a person becomes afraid. Avagav Diulo Chazi Mazali Chazi. Sometimes it means that his mazel saw something terrifying. Maita Kante, so what do you do if you have an inexplicable fear? So a couple of suggestions. Number one, Linshav Miduchte Abrakarmidi. Move 4 amos away. And that's why the pasuk says that when they were gripped with fear, they ran away to hide. Inami, another possibility, likri kriyashma. Say kriyashma and that will protect you. We just learned that you're not allowed to be misrape b'divrei Torah. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use divrei Torah as a way of achieving a refuah. Yeah, this isn't a refuah. This is to prevent harm, that a person already is gripped with fear because he thinks that something is threatening him. So in order to prevent harm, he says kriyashma. V'ikai b'makom atinofis, if you're in a place where you can't say kriyashma, le'mahachi. So then you say the following lachash. Iza debet tabacha shamina minai. The goat of the slaughterhouse is found than me, meaning leave me alone. Go bother some animal, and that's where the bad mazel should go. Okay, so now we're going to discuss Chizkiyo HaMelech. Yeshayo HaNavi spoke about the greatness of Chizkiyo and the downfall of Sancheiriv. So in Yeshayo Perek Tes, the pasuk says, "Lemarba Hamisra uleshalom in Kates." Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Darish Bar Kapara B'Tziporim Mnei Ma Kol Mem Shabem Sateva Pasuach. Why is it that throughout all of Tanakh, whenever you have the letter Mem in middle of a word, it is an open letter mem. It is not a closed mem. Vizeh sasum. Yet over here, the letter mem in the word lemarbe, which is not at the end of a word, is a closed mem. It's lemarbe with a mem, a closed mem. So what does that symbolize? Bikadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyo Mashiach v'sancher of Gog u'Magog. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to be the end. He wanted Chizkiyo to be Mashiach, and he wanted sancher to be Gog u'Magog. Amra midah sedim v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribon It was closed off. The mem was closed off. The possibility was closed off because of the argument of the Midas Adin. The argument was that if David HaMelech could not be Mashiach, after all of the Shiros Sishbachos that he sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chizkiyo, who had so many miracles happen to him, and yet did not sing Shiros Sishbachos, does not deserve to be the Mashiach. Why Dafka? Why is Shira such a big deal that he wasn't? So the Pesach Einayim says, based on the Zohar, that when Klal Yisrael said Shira Sayam, Shira has the ability to achieve Mechilas Avonos. That when they sang Shira Sayam, there was a Mechilas Avonos. So over here also, Chizkiyahu, yeah, he was ra'ui to be the Mashiach. But what about the rest of the generation? What about Klal Yisrael? There were lots of Averos that they had to have taken care of. If they were going to be Zochet to a Mashiach, they needed a Mechilas Avonos. Chizkiyo should have realized that. He should have led them in Shira, the way Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that would have led to a Mechilas Avonos, and Mela, they would have been ready for a Geula. Others explain, other Achatoris Chaim, other Achronim explain, that no, Shira is a sort of a Birchas HaGomel. The Gemara in 10th Parak of Pesachim says that when the Rabbim are saved miraculously, so it's not enough to just say a Gomel, there's a Shira that's required. And the Rabbim were saved from the threat of Sancheiriv, and yet they didn't sing Shira. So Miad Pascha Aretz Va'amra Lefanav. So right away Eretz Yisrael comes in front of the Ribono Shalom and says, Ribono Shalom, Ani Omeres Lefanecha Shira Tachas Sadik Zeh Va'aseu Mashiach. How about go back to Plan A, make Chizkiyo Mashiach? He didn't sing Shira. I'll fill in for him. I'll sing Shira. Pascha V'amra Shira Lefanav. Eretz Yisrael sang Shira to Hashem. Shemar, and that's what the pasuk is talking about when it says Miknaf Ha'aretz Zemiros. Shamanu tzvi letzadik, that it was miknaf aretz, literally, it was from the land itself.
Amr Sara Olam, so the Malach of the rest of the world said the fun of Ribbono Shalom, Tzivyono, Asay L'Tzadik Zeh, you do your Ratzon for this Tzadik, Yasa Baskel V'Amra. So Baskel came out and said, and this is the continuation of the Pasuk, Razili, Razili, the secret that is mine, meaning the secret belongs to Hashem. He understands why Mashiach is not coming. Amr Navi, so the Navi Yeshayah says, Oy Li Ad Masai, that when is it, how long is it going to take till Mashiach comes? That we lost out on this opportunity. This window has closed. The Mem Sasum. We lost out on that opportunity. How much longer are we going to have to wait? Yatza Baskel the Amra. Baskel comes out and says, Bogdim Bagadu, Uveged Bogdim Bagadu. V'Amr Rava V'Itema Rabbi Yitzchak, Ada Asu Bezoze, Uvezoze de Bezoze. Until those, the Bozizim come, those who despoil, that are going to take all the money of Klal Yisrael, and additional people are also going to come after them and take away whatever the earlier people left. So it's going to be, meaning Klal Yisrael is going to have to suffer a lot more. There's going to be a lot more that happens before Mashiach comes, as history has proven. So now further psukim relating to Mashiach. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu tells us, Masa dume elai kore miseir shomer, shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Malach Muna la Ruchos, the Malach that was in charge of the Ruchos, the Neshamos, Duma Shemo. His name is Duma. Niskaptu Kala Ruchos Eitzel Duma. So all of the Ruchos came to Duma, Amru Lo, and they said, Shomer Ma Milayla, Shomer Ma Milel. What is the Shomer, Hashem, what does he say about this Gullus, about Laila? Laila is always a reference to Gullus. Not always, but often a reference to Gullus. So what is the Shomer saying about the Laila? The Marsha writes that it's a double expression, Shomer Mami Laila, Shomer Mami Lel, because there are two Galios. There's Galus Bavel and Galus Edom. In Taras Chaim, he says a little differently, that there are two separate questions. First of all, like Rashi says, that what's Hashem saying about the Galus? And the second one, why is the Galus after the Churban Bayis Sheni so much longer than the Galus after Churban Bayis Rishon, which was only 70 years? That's why the Lashon is Lel. That meaning the question is the comparison between Laila and Lel. There's this long gullus of Laila, and there was a gullus of Lel, of a gematria of 70, Lamed, Yud Lamed, that was only 70 years. Why is the second gullus so much longer than the first gullus? So that was the challenge, that was the question that they posed. So Duma says the following pasuk, Amar Shomer Asa Boker V'Gam Laila Im Tevayun Bayu Shuvu Asayu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Shomer, says Asa Boker, the Geula is going to come. Boker is the Geula. But first, v'gam layla, there's going to be a long galus. But im tevayun, if you want a geula, ba'ayu, you have to daven, you have to be mevakesh rachamim, shuvu, you have to do tshuva, and then asayu, then the geula is going to come. So we daven and we do tshuva, and that could bring the geula before the predetermined time. Tanu mishum Rabbi Papias, genayu l'chizkiyo v'siyatu, shalom rushira, ad shapascha aretz v'am rushira. So it turns out it didn't look too good for Chizkiyo, that he didn't say shira, klal Yisrael at this time didn't say shira, it was the land itself that had to say the shira to save them. Shenemar miknaf aretz zmiro shamanu, tzvi letzadik, heyotzi b'dover ato omer, you have something similar, v'yomer Yisro baruch Hashem asher itzil eschem. Yisro meets up with the Jewish people, and he says, baruch Hashem asher itzil eschem, from Mitzrayim and from Paro. So tanu mishum Rav Papias, Genayu Lemoshe, Shishim Ribo, Shalomru Baruch Ad Shaba Yisro, Vamar Baruch Hashem. That was also didn't look so good for us. Then no one said Baruch Hashem until Yisro came along and said Baruch Hashem. Taurus Chaim points out, they sang Shira Sayyam. You know, it's not like they didn't say thank you. They sang a Shira Sayyam. So what is it about Baruch Hashem in particular? So that's what I mentioned before. Taurus Chaim suggests that when a person goes through salvation, a person goes through some sort of miracle, you bench Gomel. You have to say a Baruch. When there's a national salvation, in addition to that, there's a Shira. Klal Yisrael responded to the national Chiyuv, to the Chiyuv HaTzibur of reciting Shira, but they never responded to the Chovas HaYachid that each individual had of saying Baruch, and that's what looks bad, that they didn't say the Birchas HaGomel, and Yisro was the only one that said Baruch Hashem. Once we talk about Yisro, so V'yichad Yisro, Yisro was overjoyed, Rav Shmuel Rav Amar Shever Charav Chadal Basaro, that he took a sharp knife and passed it over his flesh, meaning he gave himself a bris milah and he was megayer. L'chora, that's somewhat difficult because Yisro was from Midian and they were from the Bnei Keturah, which were from the Zera Avram, who are chayiv in mila, which the Gemara said earlier in Daf Nun Tesan Beis. So shouldn't he have had a mila beforehand anyway? So the Marsha suggests that yeah, mila they were chayiv in, but they weren't chayiv in priya. So he still needed to do the mitzvah of priya, and that's which Avram Avinu was not mitzuvah in. The other possibility is some of the Rishonim learning in Daf Nun Tes when we mentioned this idea that Bnei Keturah are chayiv in mila, that it could just be that first generation, that mamish the Bnei Keturah, not that the descendants of the Bnei Keturah were chayiv in mila, but only that first generation. So again, one possibility is vayichad Yisro, that he got himself a bris mila, he was megayir. Shmuel Amar Shanasa chadudim kol besaro, that his whole skin became cut up with tsar because of the downfall of Mitzrayim, meaning he remembers where he came from, and even though he's so far removed from Mitzrayim and he's been out of there for so long, and now he's being megayer and everything else, it's just yeah, he still has a soft spot in his heart for Mitzrayim. Amarav Hainu Damri Inshi Giyora Adasaridori Lo Sevazar Mai Kamei. Agar, even 10 generations later, is not going to be mevaza the goyim that came before him that he descends from. It's just natural to a person to feel a certain sense of excitement and love for where he comes from, regardless of where he comes from. That might be what's behind the Medrash that tells us that we're not allowed to be Megayer from Amalek, that we're not allowed to accept Gerim from Amalek, that we don't want Jews walking around with a soft spot in their hearts for Amalek. It's a question whether that's La Halacha and whether we actually consider anybody Amalek. This is a Shaila that Poskim dealt with in the aftermath of the Holocaust, where there were some Germans who felt very guilty about what they had done, about what their country had done, and some wanted to convert to Judaism and were very sincere. They very sincerely wanted to become Gerim. So should we accept them? Should we not accept them? That was a major discussion in Poskim at the time. And still every once in a while it comes up where you have someone whose grandfather was a Nazi or something who wants to convert. And makes one perhaps a little bit uneasy that there's going to be that sense of Rachmanus for where they came from. We see it all the time when we talk to potential Gerim. My mom is from Lebanon and they talk about Lebanon like it's strange. You know, it seems, but that's the nature. That's the nature of things, that people feel that sense of where they came from. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the actual threat of Sancheiriv against Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda during the days of the first base of Migdash, where Sancheiriv went to fight a war against Eretz Yisrael, and the night before the war, Malach Hashem came and destroyed Sancheiriv's entire machna, so we were saved miraculously. So the Pasuk in Yeshayahu describes, L'chein yishalach Adon Hashem Tzvakos b'mashmanav razon. So my b'mashmanav razon, what does that mean? What does b'mashmanav mean? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yavu Chizkiyahu sheyesh al shmona shemos v'yipara misancheriv sheyesh al shmona shemos. Chizkiyahu mashmanav shmona. Chizkiyahu has 8 names. He's going to be the one that pays back Sancheriv, who has 8 names. Chizkiyahu d'chsev. How do I know Chizkiyahu has 8 names? Because the pasuk describes ki yelad yulad lanu ben nitan lanu v'ati hamisral shechmo v'yikra shemo pela yoweitz kel gibor avi ad sar shalom. 8 different names. Vayika Chizkiya, but doesn't he have a 9th name? Chizkiya? So Gemara says, no, that's not his real name, which is unbelievable. No, that's the one that's not his real name. That's just a nickname. Shechizko Ka, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has given him strength. Davar Acher, Chizkiya, Shechizek Yisrael, Avim Shebashmaim. That he was Mechazek Klal Yisrael to draw close to Avim Shebashmaim. The Medrash actually goes through all the other names also and explains what all the other names symbolize and how they also reflect what his life's accomplishments were. But okay, Sancheiriv D'Chsev Bey, how do I know Sancheiriv has 8 names? Because the Pasuk says, not in a single Pasuk, one right after the other, but if you look through all of Tanakh, you'll find he's called by 8 different things. Tiglas Pileser in Malachim Beis, Pilneser in Divrei Yamim Beis, Shalmaneser in Malachim Beis, Pul, also Malachim Beis, Sarnon in Yishayahu, Esnaper Rabba Vayikira in Ezra. So these are the different names. Tiglas Pileser, Palneser, Shalmaneser, Pul, Sargon, Esnaper, Rabba Yikira. So Vayika Sancheiriv, what about the fact that he's also called Sancheiriv? Nah, it's not his real name. Shasi Chasariv, it means that he was always talking about fighting. Davar Acher, Shasach V'nicher Dvarim, Klapei Mala, that he said things that were inappropriate about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Mechari from Megadev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mnei Mazach, Rosa Rosha Lakroso Esnapa Rabbi Viakira. Well, how did he get such nice names? Why is he called the greatest snapper, the honorable one, Yakira? Because of all the terrible things he did, he would not speak in a negative way about Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, that when he told the Jewish people that they shouldn't listen to Chizkiyo, and he said, "Adboi v'lakachti eschem el eretz ke'artzichem." I'm going to take you somewhere else. So normally, if you want to talk up the place where you're going to take them, you're going to say, "I'm going to bring you to an even better place." But he couldn't bring himself to say it. There's no place better than Eretz Yisrael. So he said, "I'm going to bring you to a place ke'artzichem, that's like your land." But he couldn't possibly say that it was going to be better. Rav Shmuel chadam remelach pikeachaya v'chadam remelach tibeshaya. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether he was a wise king or a foolish king. Either way, the Yun Yaakov points out, if you say melach pikeachaya, it's showing the godless of Hashem that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us even from a very, very wise man who had a great plan. If you say melach tibesh, it's telling us that when Klal Yisrael is not osur ritzono shel makom, that even a melach tibesh could threaten us, that we can come this close to losing to even the biggest fool, because it has nothing to do with the Melech. It has everything to do with the Melech, with the Melech Malchim Lach, with our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'mandiyam Melech Pikeichaya Iyamiyinulu Adifu Me'areichu Amru Kamishakarta. That the one that says that he was a Pikeich says he didn't say that he was bringing them to a better place, because they would see right through that and they would tell him that he's lying. U'mandiyam Melech Tibeshaya. But the one that says that he was a fool says by referring to the place that he's going to bring them as being as good as Eretz Yisrael, imkein my rabuse. Well, why would they want to go there? Meaning, if they're not going to any place better, if the grass is not greener, why would they leave a perfectly good situation to go to an equal situation? So the hecha agli luhu, where was Sancher of Magla, the 10 tribes? Marzuch amar la Afriki, Rabbi Chanina amar la Harislug. Marzuch says to Africa, Rabbi Chanina says to snow-capped mountains, somewhere far off where nobody else is there. Aval Yisrael, Sipru b'gnusa shal Eretz Yisrael. So while Sancheriv would not speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, the Jews have no such hesitations. Kimatu Sos Amri, when they get to the place called Sos, they said Shavya Kiarin. Oh, this is just like our land. Kimatu Almin, when they got to a place called Almin, Amru Ka Almin, this is just like Yerushalayim, like the Beis Olamim. Kimatu Sos, when they got to Sos Trey, when they got to Sos Trey, Amri Alchad Tren, that this is twice as good as Eretz Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael spoke very negatively about Eretz Yisrael. Now, how did the officers of Sancheriv die? V'tachas kvodo yikod ki yikod esh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean that under their kavod burnt a fire? Tachas kvodo lo kvodo mamish. It doesn't mean kvodo mamish, it means they're begadim. Ki ad Rabbi Yochanan kari lemanei machbedosai. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his begadim his machbedosai, because that is what gives a person kavod. When they dress nicely, they're very dignified. So it means that their bodies burnt underneath their clothing. Rabbi Lazar, tachas kvodo mamish, no, means underneath their external part of their body, kisreifas b'nei Aaron, that the burning of the chel Sancheriv was similar to sreifas b'nei Aaron. Mala alan sreifas neshama v'guf kayim, afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. The neshama was burnt out, but the body remained intact. Tanu mishmeid Rabbi Shubin Karcha, paru shechiriv ba'atzmo, nivra kodesh baruch hu men ba'atzmo. Paru, who's mechariv es Hashem on his own, directly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back directly. Sancheriv, Shechiriv, Ali Dei Shliach, Sancheriv, who was Mechariv as Hashem, but only Ali Dei Shliach, so Nivra Kodesh Baruch Hu Menu, Ali Dei Shliach. So Kodesh Baruch Hu paid him back, Dafka through Shliach. Where do we find that Paro was direct and Sancheriv was through Shliach? Paro, Duchsiv, it says by Paro in Shemos Miyah, Hashem Esher Eshma Bekolo, and so Nivra Kodesh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ba'atzmo, Duchsiv, Vayinar Hashem Es Mitzrayim, Beso Chayam, and Darachto V'yam Susecha. So Sancheriv, we find it was through your shaliach that you were mecharif Hashem. So nivra kodesh baruch hu menu al yedei shliach. Tuchsiv ve'yetei malach Hashem ve'yach b'machne Ashur me'o shmon v'chamisha elef. That it wasn't Hashem doing it himself. That like by paru where it's vaynar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'sochayam, but rather it was a ve'yetei malach Hashem. It was a shaliach of Hashem that was mach b'machne Ashur that killed out Sancheriv's people. Rabbi Tanina bar Papa Rami, Rav Chanina bar Papa said we have a stira. Ksiv, when it comes to the Chiruv of Sancheiriv as recorded in Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Lamed Zayin, it says Merom Kitzo, that he's going to be Avol Merom Kitzo. Uksiv, in Sefer Malachim it says Malone Kitzo. So which was it? Amar Oso Rasha B'tchila Akrav Dirish Almata. First I'm going to destroy the Marom, the Kisei Kavon Marom, the Beis HaMikdash, V'achar Kach Akrav Dirish Almayla. And then I'm going to go after the Dirish Almayla, I'm going to go after the Mikdash Almayla. That's how Rashi understands. That Marom is the Beis HaMikdash down here. Malon is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up on high. The Marsha says that it's the opposite, that Lule Pirush Rashi, he would have said Marom Kitzo is the Mayla, and Malon is down here. How did he have a Havamina? Asks the Yaakov, the Iun Yaakov rather, how do you have a Havamina? He was going to be able to destroy Dirish Shalmaila. So he says the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila is Mechuvin Kenega, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. If you destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, so it's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. That's part of the concept of Shechinta B'Galusa, that if we're in Galus, HaKadosh Baruch is in Galus with us. So the idea of a parallel Mikdash Shalmaila, Mikdash Shalmata is certainly something we've seen before in this Masechta, and it's something that's well established. Okay, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Melachim Beis when Rav Shake tells the Avadim of Chizkiyo when they attack Yerushalayim, when they besiege Yerushalayim, Atam Biladei Hashem Elisa Lamakom Hazel Hashchiso Hashem Amar Ilai Alei Alaretz Hazos Vashchiso. He says, you think I'm doing this because I want to? I'm doing this because it's a divine mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to attack Yerushalayim. Mayhi, what did he hear that made him think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to attack Eretz Yisrael? Deshama leNavi deKamer, he overheard the Navi Yeshayahu saying, Yan kimas hamazes me'ashiloach ha'olchem la'at u'mesoses ritzin u'venrim aliyahu. And therefore the pasuk continued. So Hashem is going to be malaleim me'anor atzumim v'arabim melech Ashur. Hashem is going to bring this vicious river of the melech Ashur. So Amar Rav Yosef, v'lmoli targum da'haikra, had it not been for the targum of this pasuk, lo yavadana ma'ka'amar. Rav Yosef is a great expert in Targum. Rav Yosef was blind. He was not allowed to learn the Pesukim because he's Ram Shabbat. He had Tarashi Lom Balpes. He became a great expert in Targum. He says, had it not been for the Targum, I would not have known what the Pesuk is really talking about. The Targum is Chalaf de Kotza Mahadein b'Malchusa de Beis David. That since this nation was Moes in the Malchus Beis David, they rejected the Malchus Beis David. De Midbar Lahon Benayach Kameshi Lucha de Nagdin Benayach. The Malchus Beis David led them, Benachas, led them with gentleness, like the Mea Shiloach, which flows softly, Vitriu Biritzin Uvar Remalia, and they wanted to destroy the Malchus Beis David, and instead to have the Melech Aram and Pikeach Ben Remalia, the Melech Yisrael, take the place of the Malchus Yehuda. So before the Gemara brings the rest of the Nevuah that made Sancheiriv think that Hashem wanted him to attack Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara explains this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, May Dechsev Meiris Hashem Beveis Rasha Unevei Tzadik. That's a reference to the Melech Yisrael Pekach ben Remaliyahu, who is a terrible person. He used to have 40 birds for dessert, and that was a curse from Hashem that he couldn't be satisfied no matter how much he was eating. He never experienced Sviya. Ate a little bit of salad, and that was his entire Su'ud. And that was a great blessing that he was satiated with that. So since Klal Yisrael saw Chizkiyo didn't have a proper Su'udah like kings typically had, they said he must not be ra'ui to be a melech. He knows right to be a melech, someone who can really eat. Someone like Pekach ben Remaliyo, that's a person who deserves to be a melech. So now we go back to why Sancheiriv thought that it was the Ratzon Hashem that he attacked Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, V'lechein hinei Hashem ala aleihem es mei anarat sumim v'arabim es Melech Ashur, continuation of the pasuk we said before, that's why Hashem is going to bring against you the Melech Ashur. Ksiv v'chalav b'yudah shatav avar atzavar yagia. That Hashem says that he's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Rav Shakeh said that this was a mission of Hashem. Elamaitai miyanish. Okay, good. So if it was a mission of Hashem, so they were going with Rishus, so why were they taka punished? They seemed to be doing everything right. So I understand, Mechari from Megadeh, if we mentioned before, so that wasn't good. But at least, so punish Sancheiriv. Why do you have to punish all of his people? It sounds like all the people are doing something wrong. No, this was a mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were supposed to be doing this. So Navi Aseres HaShvatim Isnabai. the Navi was referring to the 10 tribes. Iu yav daitel kul Yerushalayim. But he went to attack all of Yerushalayim, and that's why they were punished. Ba Navi amale kilom waf la shar mutsakla. Amr Blazer Babrachi. So the Navi says to Sancheriv, and the Gemara explains, Amr Blazer Babrachi, Ein Nimsar Am Ayef Batora Biad Mia Matziklo. You should know that if Klal Yisrael is Ayef Batorah, if they're involved in Torah, if they're toiling in Torah, they're never going to lose. You're never going to be able to defeat them. Maike Esarishan Ekel Arzaz Vulin Vartan Aftali Vachron Hichbiderach Ayam Avar Yardin Glil Hagayim. What is this Pasuk talking about? Lo Karishonim, not like the 10 Shvatim that you were able to send into Galus, meaning Naphtali Zvulun, Shehekelu Me'aleim Ol Torah, because they lightened their burden of Torah. Aval Achronim, the Am of Chizkio, Shechbidu Aleim Ol Torah. In the days of Chizkio, Torah learning was at an all-time high. Uru'in Aloy Lassus Lahem Neis Ka'ovre Ayam Ukidorcha Yardain. These people deserve a miracle like Kriyas Yamsuf, or like the Yardain that was split in the times of Yoshua for the people to go through. And the comparison is because both of them relate to Talmud Torah, meaning that's what the Iyun Yaakov says. Yamsuf was Chus HaTorah, that Klal Yisrael is going to be able to get the Torah in Har Sinai, and the Yarden also, it happens right after Yoshua. It happens in the Chus of Yoshua Ben Nun, who's Lo Yamash Mitocha Oel, who has that great Zuchus of Torah. So Rach Hazak V'Amat, Yoshua has to be Mechazik himself in Torah. It's all in the Chus of Torah. So Mechazubov says Cheriv does not want to fight Yerushalayim. Mutav, that's great. Vimlav aniyasalo galil b'goyim. Otherwise, you're going to become a humiliation amongst the goyim. You'll be totally humiliated amongst the other nations. So he got fair warning that if Chizkiyo and his people are learning Torah, you have no chance. Achrei advarim v'emesei lebasim cheriv melech asher v'yavu b'yudu v'yichan alarim abetzuros v'yomer l'bikam elav. So after all this, after Chizkiyo was involved in Torah and all the people were involved in Torah, so hai rishana l'hai pardashana was such an is it roi for such a matana for such an adam chashuv was because Chizkiyo was involved in Torah. They were roi to have. Meaning the Gemara is asking, why were they threatened with Sancheriv in the first place if there were such chashuv talmidei chachamim? So achrei dvarim v'emes my acher. So says Gemara, no. Here's the background. Amar Ravina lachar shakovas Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised emes. Emes is the chasam shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said va'amar iyamina leil Chizkiya ma'isina leil Sancheriv masana lebiadech. If I were to tell Chizkiya, I'm going to bring Sancheriv against you, but don't worry, you're going to win. Hashasa Amar, he's going to say right away, Lo bi'inov lo bi'asusabina. No thanks. I'd rather not have the war. I'd rather not have the fright. I'd rather not have to deal with it. So Miyad Kavetz HaKadosh Baruch Menishva Demaisinalei. So Hashem right away took a shvua that he's going to bring Sancheriv. Shenemar Nishva Hashem Tzavakos Demar Im lo kasher demisi keinasa v'kasher yetzadi yitokum Lishbar ashbur ba'arti v'al hori avosenu v'sor ma'aleim ula v'subalu mi'al shichmo yasur. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that it's going to come. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yovel Sancheriv v'siyato v'yase evos l'chizkiyo l'siyato. Let Sancheriv come, it will be a great Kiddush Hashem, because they're going to be destroyed, and they'll become an evos, a feeding trough for Chizkiyahu. So either in the literal sense, their bodies were all burnt, but they still had bones, and they turned the bones into their feeding troughs, or in an allegorical sense, that whatever spoils we got from Sancheriv, that was able to support the generation of Chizkiyahu, who were then able to be Osek in Torah, Bekol Kolcham. They were able to dedicate themselves completely to Torah. And now they didn't have to worry about Parnasa. That the Ol of Sancheriv was no longer concerned because of the Shemen, the late midnight oil that was burning in the Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. Ma'asa, what did Chizkiyahu do? So Klal Yisrael should be able to learn Torah, not Tzcherev al Pesach Beis Medrash. He threatened them. He stuck a sword out by the Beis Medrash and said, anyone who doesn't learn Torah is going to get stabbed. So Bat Gumidon V'ad Be'er Sheva, somehow it worked. It doesn't work nowadays so much. But they checked from Dan V'ad Be'er Sheva V'lo Matzu Ama Aretz. And you couldn't find a single Ama Aretz. Migvas V'ad Antifras. They checked from Gvas until Antifras V'lo Matzu Tinok V'tinok Es Ish V'isha Shloi V'ki and V'hil Chostum V'tara. They couldn't find a child or even a woman Yemen who is not expert in the laws of Tumen Tara. Tumen Tara, you have to realize, was an everyday kind of thing. They were Ochlin, the Chulin Betara. They were always Noheg B'Tumen Tara, but they were great experts in Tumen Tara. Rav Shachtet just told us the other night, he spoke in Cedars, he said that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that he remembers once that his, or he, I don't know if he remembers or he knew the story, that his father was asked a Shaila about Tumas Kohanim, some issue about Aulos, and he said his mother was a great expert in Mesechus Aulos, that she knew it called. So she heard in the kitchen the Shaila that her husband was asked. She opened up in Mishnayos Aulos. She knew her husband was not as great an expert as she was in Mesechus Aulos. She quietly walked into the room, pointed to the Mishnah, and walked out of the room. But sneezed, and then gave him the so even the Ishvi Isha that wasn't an expert in Tumen Tahara. So Valosa Adaru Omer Vaya Bayom Ayu Chaya Isha Eglas Bakar Shteit Zon Vaomer Vaya Bayom Ayu Kol Makom Shir Sham Elv Gefen Belv Kesef L'Shamir L'Shayis Yiyah. So these great brachos, this great bounty, Alf Bisha Elv Gefen Belv Kesef. Even though Elv Gefen cost a great deal of money because there wasn't that much Gefen, L'Shamir L'Shayis Yiyah. They still weren't busy working their vineyards. They wanted to be Osek in Torah, and that was their only interest. Vosef Shalach Mosef Chasil Amr Lam Navi Yisrael Isvu Shlalchem. So the Navi said, okay, go to collect the spoils from Sancheirav. Amr Lo Livzoz Olachlok. Should we just take whatever we can, or should we divide it evenly? Amr Lam Kosef Chasil Mausef Chasil Kalech VeEchad. Do like the Arba, just like by the Arba, everyone Kalech VeEchad Latzma, each man for himself. Al Shlalchem Kalech VeEchad Latzma. Everyone take what you can. Amr Lo Valamam Aseres Hashvatim Urivbo. But isn't the money of the Aseres Hashvatim mixed in there? Amr Lahem Kimasha gave him Shokek. That Mag gave him, just like the a tzinor of mayim, a pipe of water, halalu malin es ha'adam itumah latara, it can bring a person from tumah tatara, af mamon shal Yisrael, kivin shenafal b'yad ovdik chavim, miyad tiher. So too, the mamon shal Yisrael, once it falls in the hands of ovdik chavim, yeah, there's money of the 10 tribes mixed in there. But now it's been mitayer through the fact that it went through non-Jewish hands. Kidrapapa, damrapapa, amon umov, tiheru b'sichon. We couldn't attack amon umov, but once Sichon attacked them, then we were able to take from Sichon. So once it goes through another nation's hands, it then becomes okay. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Avinu.